take the high road. The Advent season is focused on the fulfilled promise of a Messiah and his second coming. It makes us think about the long-term effects of our decisions, because the promises of God are true. Which brings me back to the theme of faith. Faith, in this case, is the belief that Jesus will return to judge the living and the dead. Yikes! 1 Peter 4:5 says, "But they will have to give account to him who is ready to judge the living and the dead." For the Christian who's sacrificing and trying to live for God, blessings and rewards are promised. But to the non-believer, judgment is promised. That's an enormous contrast, but also a huge incentive for Christians. Why did Mary say yes? Why did Joseph suck up his pride and obey? Because they believed. 1 Samuel 15:22, "Does the Lord delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as much as in obeying the Lord? To obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed is better than the fat of rams." And Jesus said, "Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me." Listen, have you ever sacrificed for God? I was recently in a very tough situation. People around me seemed to be making bad decisions and letting their emotions get the better of them. I could have responded poorly and reacted to the stress. But instead I went into prayer. God spoke to my mind. He said, "Take the high road." Taking the high road is choosing to respond and not to react. It's making decisions based on the law of love. Joseph chose to take the high road with his pregnant fiancée. The Bible says it this way, Matthew 1:19, "Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law, yet he did not want to expose her in public disgrace. He had in mind to divorce her quietly." Advent encourages us to take the high road because we believe God is just and will make it right. If not in this lifetime, in the next. And don't forget, the next one's forever. I know people can be cruel with their words and actions. Listen, many of my readers have experienced sexual, verbal, and physical abuse. I am so sorry. The world is not just, but God is. So I want to encourage you to take the high road this Advent season and watch God make it right for you. Because you're a miracle. And I'm your friend, Paul Mark Goulet.